This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5-3-2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you here on WPRO and 99.7 FM. What I do with you is, well, a combination of astrology and card reading. I make predictions about your future based on an ordinary deck of playing cards and a background of information about where the planets are right now and roughly where they were when you were born. So here's how you play. You pick up your phone and you give us a call at 438-WPRO or toll-free 1-800-321-WPRO. And when you call in, Ken will take your call. He'll ask your first name. You can make it up. That's quite okay with me. Then he'll ask your birthday. Now, on that, I need the truth. Because it's when I know your birthday, I know generally where the planets were when you were born. And that gives me an idea whether this is an opportune period for you or a stressful one. And either way, I can give you some information about how to handle that to your own best advantage. Then I use a deck of ordinary playing cards in a system that relates the suit of the card to the element fire, earth, air, and water, and the number of the card to the planets in a system that goes way back to the time of Ptolemy in ancient Egypt. That's what it's about. Yes, it's a little bit out of the ordinary. And if this is not completely clear to you, all you need to do is stay tuned for a few minutes because I'm going to go right to the phones immediately. And I know you'll get the hang of it as soon as you hear a few calls. One other important caveat. This is the most important rule. And that is, when you and I talk to each other, I need you to ask me a specific question. And the only reason for that is that on the air, I don't have enough time to take a look at your whole future. But you're welcome to ask me anything about life at home or on the job, about people you care about in your life, about meeting someone new. Anything, as long as it's specific, is most welcome. Now we'll go to the phones and start with John in Cranston. John, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome, John, and I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question for me?
How is my career? What's the future for my career?
You want to know what's going on with your career. I take it you've got a job right at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been with the company employing you currently?
Just about a year.
Okay. The reason for my questions is that the planet Saturn has moved into the sign of Virgo just this past September, and that's in a place called opposite from your sun sign. And so it is that the planet may be putting you into a stressful position. And while that can ultimately work in your favor, it may feel kind of difficult right now. I look at your cards, and if I had had to guess what your question was going to be about, I never would have guessed that it was about career, because you've got beautiful cards, John, in all the places that relate to the work that you're doing now. In the box that represents income, the cards look promising. In the box that represents the job itself, the cards are very good. And in the 10th house, which represents the company, what I have is a set of cards that indicate you're particularly well-respected. Now, if that comes as a surprise, I must be describing the next job. Otherwise, I think you're in really good shape where you are right now.
So, yeah, I was hoping to hear that.
You were hoping to hear that, and you did.
Yeah.
Not only that, but in the 3rd house, which has to do with your state of mind, you've got 3 clubs, which is stability, meaning you're not nuts. And in the 9th house, which is the higher level of the 9 of the mind and your ability to travel and also to spread out your message, whatever it is that you need to, you have the best cards I've seen. So, in all truth,
great.
John, you got a great picture here, and I've got nothing to tell you. I think you're fine.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm glad you called. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Eugene on a cell phone. Eugene, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
Well, actually, I had 2 questions, but I'll just stick to one.
Yes.
You know, you had talked about the gentleman before you about his employment. That's the question that I want to delve into, but more than that, I've been living with a person, a very beautiful female,
mm-hmm.
for probably 7 years now.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know, where's that relationship going?
You know, most of the time women ask me where a relationship is going. Mostly because it's usually up to the man to take the next step.
True.
Okay, Eugene, what's her birthday?
Her birthday is 5/27/69.
Okay. So she's born under the sign of Gemini, and you're born under the sign of Taurus. Taurus and Gemini is not at all an unusual combination. I should say. It's not an uncommon combination, but it is not the easiest of them. So in a way, it's unusual, but not uncommon. And here's what I mean about that. Astrology often says that each sign is a reaction against the extremes of the previous sign. So we look at what are the extremes of the sign of Taurus. And among them, Taurus does have a tendency to take root. I'm sorry, but that's the rule of thumb, that you like to sort of settle in, and you can get too comfortable doing one thing and not have enough movement in your life. And Gemini is all about movement.
Very good. Very good.
So she sparks you. She keeps you moving. She keeps you from getting stagnant. Now, sometimes Taurus and Gemini can be so different from each other that there are times when you might almost be boring her and she might almost be moving too fast. So there are real differences. But in the big picture, I think it's a very solid combination, and I have seen it work over and over and over again. And you fall with the Nine of Hearts, which is the card I call the card of divine protection, and the Seven of Hearts, which is the happy marriage card. So it seems to me if you want to know where this relationship is going, it's up to you to get down on a bended knee, and that's where it'll go next. Eugene, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Bob in Exeter. Bob, welcome to the program. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you two are born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
I want to know if my boat's going to sell this year.
Okay, we want to sell that boat. Let's take a look and see what's going on. And when did you buy the boat? How long ago?
5 years ago.
Okay, so 5 years ago. Just thinking back to where some of the things were going on 5 years ago and where they are now. Okay. The card that represents you falls in the fourth house. And the fourth house is property. It represents what you own, and that can indeed include the boat. And when I look in your eighth house, the cards look very promising. I have a sense that you have a very good chance of selling it during the summer months. It could happen as soon as 5 weeks from now, but I think it's more likely to happen in the late summer. In fact, I think that it is most likely to happen right around the very end of the summer, right around Labor Day. Now,
Okay. If
you really want to advertise and try to sell this sooner, I have found that eclipses are very useful for that. And we have some tricky aspects coming up, so the dates on this are important. We're going to be going into a Mercury retrograde on the 26th of May, and that will continue through the 18th. That's not the best time to do it. But we will have an eclipse period in effect from July 21st right through August 19th. Now, that's a very good stretch of time to really promote this because people tend to be very much in the mood to spend money during eclipses. So that could work to your advantage. Between now and then, you've got nothing to lose by trying to sell it sooner. But again, those Mercury retrograde aspects are apt to work against you. So you're either going to make it happen within the next 5 weeks, or it seems to me it's not likely to occur until right around Labor Day. Good luck with that, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I think we'll take a break right now, so I won't cut anybody short. And we have one line available for you. Now's the time to call. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Day or night, AM or FM, it really doesn't matter. What happens next happens here. News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you. And all you have to do is jump in when I say goodbye to someone because our lines are full at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jean in Boston. Jean, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're an Aries. And what's your question for me?
I have two questions. One is about my career and one is about my family life.
Unfortunately, Jean, I can only take one.
Okay, I may have a job that's going to require us to move, so I'm wondering what you see for my career.
Okay, let's take a look. So you are expecting to hear regarding a job that is a possibility, and if you get the job or if you accept the job, it would require relocating. And if you have to relocate, it's you and who else?
My family.
And who's the family? A husband, kids?
Two kids and a husband.
Two kids and a husband. All right. What is your husband's birthday, just the month and day?
5/28.
So he's okay. So he's born under the sign of Gemini, and I have the card that represents him. And how old are the kids?
They're teenagers.
They are teenagers. They're both in high school?
Yes.
They don't like that idea.
No.
No, of course not. In fact, I didn't even have to ask you that, because here's what the cards show me. The card that represents you falls in the fifth house. Fifth house is good luck, but it's also the box that represents our children. In that set of cards with you, there are two eights, a black eight and a red eight. Usually that would be a boy and a girl, but anyway, it's two kids. And we go to the fourth house away from them because the fourth house represents where you live right now. And we have a loading of spades. Spades are not good cards, Jean. We have three of them there. Three of spades, bad news. Four of spades, I don't want to move. Nine of spades, I really don't want to move.
Right.
So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? So this is a much bigger question than will you or won't you get the job? Because you have cards that represent that if you don't choose to take this job, there are other opportunities for you.
Right.
And really what it comes down to is the difference between getting what you really, really want and getting what the family really, really wants.
Yeah.
What can I say? If an Aries could do whatever an Aries wants to do, she would do whatever she wants to do. But when we become moms, we are no longer the sole owners of our lives. So, will you get the job? It looks to me like it's your choice to make. In other words, I do think the offer would be made you. Should you take the job? Aha. There's the rub, and I can't answer that one for you. You have to decide. But clearly, your two teenage, high school-age kids say, please, Mom, we don't want to go. Good luck, Jean.
Okay.
I didn't say anything that surprised you, not one bit. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line opened. Marie in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Marina.
Hi, Marie. You have a question for someone in your life.
Yes, my gentleman friend.
Yes, and he's a Virgo, and what's your question for him?
How his health is,
mm-hmm.
is going along.
Yes, and when did his health start to become a problem?
Oh, about 6 or 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Right on target with when Saturn went into Virgo, and he's a Virgo. What happens when Saturn goes into your own sun sign doesn't mean that everybody born under that sign is going to get sick, by no means. What it does mean is that if there are problems, they are most likely to surface.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have here is a situation that had been pending anyway and may have in fact existed in the past and revived itself. And what I have is a picture that suggests, looking in the ninth house, which is legal and professional advice, there are three clubs up there. Clubs are stability. He's getting the best advice he can get from his doctors.
Mm-hmm.
His circumstances are very difficult. There are attacks on his body that are not going to turn around. So that we have a chronic situation here, and it is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as where we go next with this, there is a very good chance that as we go through August, September, and October, that that would be the period of time that he's going to be significantly better. If he's not, Marie, then you have to accept the reality that this is a very bad situation. Is that clear to you?
It is, yes.
And it makes sense to you?
Certainly does.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a line open for you. If you were trying to get through, call now. Jen in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi,
how
Jen.
Are you?
I am well. Thanks.
I'm going through the same dilemma as Jean, same exact situation,
really?
Wanting to relocate.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. So you're born under the sign of Scorpio, and are you two married with kids?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to relocate, is it because you, too, have an opportunity for a new job out of the area?
I do.
All right. So you and she are twins separated at birth. Okay. So the Queen of Spades represents you as a Scorpio. What's your husband's birthday? I only need the month and day.
12/15.
So he's born under Sagittarius. And how old are your children?
8, 16, 17 and 18.
You know, it's funny. I should have said you have three kids because I show the cards to the audience, which is Ken and Robert, who is sitting here, and they both see the number three in the box that represents children. Now, of course, the little one is just not a problem. Your oldest is, you said, 10?
Eight. The oldest is 18.
18. And what's the 18-year-old doing at this point?
She's graduating, and she wants to join the Coast Guard.
Okay. So you don't have a problem at all with regard to her as far as relocating is concerned. And with an 8-year-old and a baby, a little one, you really can make this move if you so choose.
No, 8 and 16.
8 and 16. Yeah. It's the 16-year-old that's the problem. Okay.
Right.
Your situation is different, however, from the previous caller. These cards do not guarantee you that this would be the best move for you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is it with the same company in another area, or is it a different company altogether?
Yeah, same.
It is the same company. Okay, here's the point. I look at your 5th, 6th, and 10th houses, and I look at your 2nd. The 2nd's about the money in your pocket, but it also represents whether you feel fulfilled. And the 6th house is the job itself, and the 10th is how the people treat you and how they treat others. And I got to tell you, there's some stuff going on in that company that doesn't make me feel particularly happy when I look at this picture. And I'm pretty sure that you feel the same way in some regards. And if you think that that's going to be different by taking a position with the same corporation but in another location, I got to tell you, I think it'll be worse, not better.
Mm.
So I think you need to really take a very long, hard look at what this corporation is all about, how they are growing or not growing. I mean, wouldn't it be distressing to uproot, make this move, and then have something turn out differently from the way that you had hoped?
Right. Okay.
You knew all of this.
Well, it's just a different the company. I like working for the company. It's not the company that's the problem. It's just leaving everybody is the problem.
Well, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, in your 9th house. So you're not going to come out of this losing, whether you choose to stay or choose to go. And I grant you that when you're relatively young is the best time to make a move like that. You know, you get to be beyond your 40s, you get to be into your 50s and the like, and you don't want to make those moves.
Right.
And indeed, you can make a move for a few years and then change back. But what happens more often than not is when families relocate someplace else, your kids put down roots there, whether they're 8 or 16 years old. And then 2 or 3 years from now, if you want to come back, they may not want to.
Oh, right, yep.
And then what you have is a situation where your family's spread out all over the place. And this is more true in America, by the way, than in any other country in the world, as far as I know.
Right.
No one else does this kind of thing. We move to California, we move to Colorado, we head for Florida. And then we worry about how do we stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think here you really do need to weigh and measure between what you have here that's valuable to you.
Okay. Thank you, Marna.
You're welcome, Jen. Thank you Bye-bye. For the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Dawn. Dawn in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Dawn in Johnston.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's to Hello? You, Dawn.
I thought you said Dawn.
I sort of did sound like Dawn at first, and then I thought, you know, how Rhode Island is that? I've always wondered, you know the word Shah as in the Shah of Iran and Shaw as in Shaw's market and shore going down by the sea? You imagine trying to say that the Shah went to Shaw's down at the shore?
In Rhode Island, it's all the same.
It's all the same. So, Dawn in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm wondering what you think my husband's outlook on a new job is. He's thinking of either changing maybe position in his company now or looking for a new career.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what that looked like.
Okay, Dawn, what's his birthday, just the month and day?
November 22nd.
So he's right at the tail end of Scorpio and possibly a Sagittarian. We don't know which.
I believe he was born in the morning.
Okay, so then he's more likely to be a Scorpio. But we still don't really know. But we'll use the King of Spades to represent him. You know, one of the things that's interesting for me is I, of course, draw a chart before every single one of our programs on Saturday nights. And tonight's horoscope shows the moon in the sign of Aries while the sun is in the sign of Taurus. And that's sort of kind of just about what's called the dark of the moon. And the dark of the moon is a period when you can make decisions that have long-ranging impact, not necessarily of the kind that we want. And that's one of the reasons with the two callers who called in about relocating and work and the like. It's one of the reasons that answering that question was a very difficult one and requires that people calling in be very thoughtful about it. Sometimes it's very easy to answer a question, and at other times they require a lot more attention. So when I put your cards down for your husband, I have to look at the picture with great care. Now, you're not talking about relocating, but he has wonderful cards in the 10th house that have to do with career. He has wonderful cards in the 2nd house and in the 6th. So in all the entire category where I look for what's going on with him in terms of employment, I have nothing but good things to say to him. I think that sometimes he wavers between wanting to stay in a very secure place and being really something of a risk taker. He wavers between the two. And in this part of the year, he's more likely to feel cautious. It is during the end of the year that he begins to feel a little bit more like he can take a risk. But he has the Nine of Hearts, that card that I rely on to be kind of a target, in a place that suggests this is a very fortunate time for him. He can trust his instincts. He can make this move if he wants to, or he can stay where he is because an opportunity will surface for him there. So it really is a situation where on either path that he might take, he's going to come out ahead, Dawn. He seems to be in a very, very good place career-wise.
That's great.
Glad to be able to tell you that. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We are out of time for this segment, and I don't want to cut anybody short, so hang in there, because we're coming up against the news at the bottom of the hour with Laura Clarizio, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
John DePietro. He says what you think. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
I'm astrologer and card reader Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions for you. And all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and call us at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Those lines are full right now. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let's talk to Anne in Coventry, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Anne. I see you're calling about a sister who's born under the sign of Cancer, and what is your question for her?
She's getting married in October, and we just like to know, you know, how it looks, because she just got out of a very long marriage 3 years ago, and we just want to know if this is going to be a lot better for her.
Okay. And do you know her fiancé's birthday?
Yes, October 28th.
So he's born under the sign of Scorpio. Well, Cancer and Scorpio certainly are a natural combination. Obviously, that doesn't mean that every single Cancer on the planet and every single Scorpio on the planet make it work, because planets can be, aside from the sun sign, in places that are awkward. Nonetheless, this particular man falls in the fifth house away from your sister, which is the box of love and romance, and he falls with the two very best cards in the deck. So as I see him, he, too, had a very unpleasant or very difficult situation. And I believe that both he and your sister come to this relationship with the same kind of clarity of understanding, because they've both had hard times in the past. How long have they been together now?
About a year and a half.
It's not bad. That's plenty of time, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. We're just a little concerned, that's all.
Well, I don't see a real cause for concern, not here. It may be that one of your reasons is that, from what I'm seeing here, he doesn't have the same sort of connection to his family that your sister has to you. And so perhaps you have a sense of him staying a little apart. And that would be a cause for concern, but not one that you can voice to your sister in those terms. All you can say to her is that you're really happy for her. He seems like a wonderful guy, and you're looking forward to spending time with them as a couple. It's kind of a planted message in there, okay, Anne?
Thank you very much, Myrna.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jill in Westerly, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jill.
It's Doris.
Say that again?
It's Doris.
It's Doris, not Jill.
Nope. But I'm from Westerly.
That's very interesting. Well, that's okay. It doesn't sound anything.
Right.
That's quite okay. All right. So, Doris.
Yes.
And you're born under the sign of
Gemini.
Gemini. Yes, you are. And what's your question for me?
What is the relationship with my daughter? What do you see in the future?
Okay. What is her birthday, just the month and day?
3/19/80.
All right, so she's born under the sign of Pisces. So let's start with the fact that Gemini and Pisces have very little in common. What a surprise. And yet she's your kid, And so, you know, it's funny. We sort of assume that our
children... He is my kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. I do believe that.
I wondered if maybe they got switched or something.
Well, we seem to assume that because they're born of us, that they're going to be like us, and they're not necessarily. Mm-hmm. So what do? You've got an adult daughter here. What you have to do is accept her exactly the way she is and stop thinking of her as, quote-unquote, your kid, and start thinking of her as an adult who you care for. And once you begin to do that, the relationship has the chance to change. It really does. Because remember something. You have a unique relationship with her, which will never change. You are the only mother she will ever have.
Well, the thing is that the counselor has told her. She went to a counselor about 5 years ago. And I don't know what she said. I didn't get my story. But the counselor had told her to mourn the loss of her mother like it was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
It got worse and worse. In fact, I talked to a friend of ours who's a psychiatrist, and he said, you're on a license pole for that. But the relationship just went down the tubes, and
okay.
I haven't talked to her for probably 3 years and seen her for four.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's horrible.
Okay, look. She falls with cards that indicate there's a man in her life, there's a relationship that's going on that's important to her. It even looks as though she's got some work things going on that are quite good. And so the picture I have is that in the broad sphere here, that her life is in pretty good shape. And what I would encourage you to do is contact any family member with whom you know she has contact and see whether you can arrange with that person to set up a meeting. Do you think that might be possible?
I could try again. It's difficult because they just say, well, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of it.
No, I understand that. But if you know where she's living, you might send her a note saying, I really am sorry for anything I said or did that caused this rift, and I would like you in my life in the future, period, and you drop it there. There's no questions. You can send a second note after that asking whether it would be possible to meet, even if in the office of a psychiatrist, whether of her choosing, that you would really like to at least try to make things somewhat better than they are. I don't think that this door is closed permanently. I still think there's some possibilities here, but you have to go very carefully, especially where it's been so long since anything has occurred between the two of you and Doris. I'm really sorry to see it look like that. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Marjorie in Pawtucket. Marjorie, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, Marjorie. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Scorpio. What's your question for me?
I'm waiting to relocate and to subsidize housing, and I've been waiting a long, long time.
Oh, I know. Those waiting lists are huge.
Well, I'm hoping that it's coming soon.
Well, let's take a look. Born under the sign of Scorpio, there are several planets that are in very positive places for you, and that may help. And I look in the fourth house that represents where you live, and, the cards are looking more or less promising, but it's probably going to be toward the very end of this year before anything will happen. I don't imagine anything happening sooner than that. So it's 7 to 8 months from now when I think there's an opportunity for you to make this move. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right, Marjorie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line has opened up. Let's talk to Charlotte in Westerly. Charlotte, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Virgo. And what's your question for me?
No, I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo. Okay, I see that now. I think I need new glasses.
Okay.
Charlotte, what's your question?
My question is, a couple years ago, made a drastic career change. And it was probably, I won't tell you the career, but it was probably the worst time in the world to get into it.
Uh-huh. I think I could even guess. I won't out loud.
Say, yeah.
I think everybody listening could guess what you
absolutely
went into. Yes.
So I'm starting to wonder. I just feel like I'm running in quicksand. I don't know if it's time to give this up and move on to something else or just stick it out and see if I can make it work. Everyone else seems to believe I can.
Okay. I have the card representing you, and you fall in your own ninth house. But in the box that represents real estate, the cards are not wonderful even now. So you see? I mean, how good am I?
Absolutely.
So if you've just about had it and you want to be making money, maybe this is the time to put your foot into something else. Can you do a little bit instead of full time?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just offered a part-time position doing bartending somewhere else while I'm waiting for things to get better.
Charlotte, I think that's smart. You know, I really do. I'd hate to see you give it up because you've got the right kind of personality to make money in this business. But right now, people are running scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of you hanging in there and waiting and waiting and waiting with all the other real estate agents all over the entire area, I think it makes sense to do something that will bring in some money right now. And it's not just money. The fact is, one of the reasons you like real estate is you love the interaction with people.
That's exactly the reason. That's exactly the reason I get into it.
And you can't do that right now because you don't have listings and you don't have showings and there's just so little going on.
Yep, I don't have people.
So you don't have people.
That's it.
And if you go back into bartending for the time being, you have people.
I have people again.
So there you go. It makes all the sense in the world, and this is not something that you have to do forever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to resuscitate the real estate. I'm quite confident you'll be able to make money in it in time, but not now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Charlotte. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Tricia in Rockland, Mass. Tricia, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. And let's see, you're calling for a friend.
Yes.
Who is a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for him?
He started looking for a new job. Do you think he'll find a new job soon?
Okay, let's find out. He's born under the sign of Leo. And there's an interesting aspect in effect for many Leos, and that aspect says that if he really has paid his dues, he's gotten his credentials, he's ready to really accept a responsible position, that he is, in fact, in a place to make more money than he has maybe ever. But it depends upon him having adequate credentials for that opportunity. And what I have here is a picture that says he may have some skills, but they don't seem to be very much in demand right now. And he doesn't have other skills that might be. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the problem, Tricia. He's trying to find work that's not out there. In a way, it relates to my previous caller who I said, you may not want to give it up permanently, but this isn't the time to be doing what you're doing. So I really believe that this guy has to look around at what opportunities do exist and try to pick up one or two skills that would enable him to apply for the work that's out there.
Okay.
Otherwise, he's just banging his head against that proverbial, you know, brick wall.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Tricia.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Would you please stay here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM salute the entire inaugural class of the Rhode Island Radio Legends Hall of Fame, and especially WPRO alumni Sherm Strickhauser, Charlie Jefford, Salty Brine, and Chris Clark.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. By the way, if you're interested in a private consultation, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the phone number there is 401-333-7970. That's 333-7970. And you can find out more about who I am and what services I offer by checking out my website, so you can start at MyrnaLamb.com. Back to the phones, Melody in Cumberland. Welcome to the program. Hi, Melody.
Hi. Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well. Thanks. I see that you're a Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
I was just wondering if I was going to be financially stable now, because I've had a lot of bad luck and finance problems. I lost my house and just a whole bunch of things. I was just curious if you see anything good happening in my life right now.
The things that went so badly, were they primarily in the last 2 years?
Yeah, it started mainly in October of last year.
Right. And it continued into the year 2008?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask is that Jupiter, which is the planet of abundance, entered your sun sign in December of 2007. And that really should have been an advantage to you. And the fact that so many of these things turned out so badly tells me that because Jupiter represents an infusion of energy, all those things that have gone so badly were in place to go badly before that, Melody. In other words, you know, they didn't just sort of spring up in the year 2008. What happened this year was the resolution of all the stuff that had been going on for several years before that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, what are you doing that's different now in 2008 to make it possible for things to improve? And your cards really do look very nice with regard to employment, which is usually the best way out of trouble for almost everyone, right?
Right.
You get a good job, you make a little bit more money, you handle it a little bit more wisely, and things improve. Right now, you don't seem to have any savings. Your 8th house cards are not good, and the 8th house would be credit and savings and all that kind of thing. And, yeah, it's kind of a mess right now. But your employment cards look good, and so do your income cards. And as far as where you're living, the cards look better and better. So if you ask me, I think that you're through the darkest hours, and I do believe that things are a lot better. And, in fact, if you think about how your life is right now, it's better than it had been. Things have started to improve. But it's not luck, Melody. It's not luck, is it?
No.
It's not luck. And in fact, when I look at your fifth house, which is all about luck, if you expect luck to somehow save your butt from the fire, it's not going to work. So you have what it takes to make it better. You're a Capricorn. That's the hardest worker in the zodiac. It's also a sign that tends to be really straightforward and down-to-earth practical. You have to use all of those wonderful attributes that you are born with. And I got to tell you, you've got all that going for you. Jupiter's in a great place. You can end this year feeling as though your life has really turned around. But you need to accept full responsibility for it. And you're going to feel that way. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right. You're welcome, Melody. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lori in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Lori. So you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
Well, I'm disabled, and I'm concerned about, you know, finances in the future.
Right, of course. Of course. Between the cost of food and energy, no matter how careful you're being, I am sure your expenses are going up and your income is not.
Right.
And I realize that that's a very difficult place to be in when you're disabled. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Can you use that to any advantage?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, there are people who manage to earn a little money using their computers. And even if you're on complete disability, you're allowed to earn some money.
Right.
So I would like to encourage you to do some kind of coursework, even if online, to help you learn some skill that you can use that would enable you to make a little money using your computer. That's where this picture and this layout in front of me looks very best. Not only that, but as a Sagittarian, you have a lot of aptitude for doing things through the computer. I think that it would be very exciting for you to stretch yourself to learn something new and then put it to use. Now, I want you to be very careful. I'm not suggesting that you go online and find one of these great get-rich-quick schemes on the computer. I am not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that you find out from local colleges what courses are offered, what kind of opportunities might exist, and what courses disability might offer to help you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lori, I think there's opportunities for you to improve your circumstances, but you have to do something to make it happen. Otherwise, financially, you're absolutely right. Life keeps creeping up in expense, and your income doesn't match that. And I know that that's pretty frightening and frustrating, but this is the time for you to really stretch yourself to change the circumstances. And I think you can, or I wouldn't ask you to try. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Pedro in Westerly. Pedro, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I see you're a Leo. And what's your question for me?
Yes, I'm calling because I have a very good education, and right now I'm working for the government, but I don't feel that I've gone any further. I'm stuck in a job that I wanted to have some kind of supervisory capacity.
Right.
And don't go any further. That's basically my question.
Okay. The King of Hearts is the card that represents you. So you have, in effect, a good job, but one that seems to have no further opportunity for you to advance.
Okay.
And you have told me that your credentials are, in fact, good ones. Well, in fact, the cards agree with you. You have wonderful cards in the Ninth House, which has a lot to do with your credentials, and the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falls in the Sixth House, which is a way of saying you really have a wonderful job right now. The problem is that you're way too young to want to settle in that job and stay there for the next 30-odd years, because you could. You could, you see. That's the thing. The question is, what do you need to do to make it possible to advance? And I'm afraid that I don't see anything available to you that would enable you to advance working for the government here.
Right.
The only way that I think you could possibly do this would be if you were interested to or willing to relocate. Have you considered that?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's the one way, Pedro, if you're willing to do that, where I told other people earlier I didn't think it was such a great idea for them to relocate for you, it's the only way that I can imagine you getting out of this position that you're in right now. And by the way, again, it's a good position. It pays well. You're respected. There's nothing wrong with it. But I agree with you. There's absolutely nowhere further for you to go with it here and now.
Thank you for the call.
438-WPRO, let's talk to Marsha in Barrington. Marsha, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, thanks. And you are a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
Well, this is kind of a twofold question. I'm going to be retiring in about 8 months.
Okay.
But I also have a daughter who has chronic illness, and she's had it for 10 years.
Right.
And we've been searching high and low to try to find someone who can help her get over this. And so far, we haven't been able to find
him. What's her birthday?
Her birthday is August 8th.
So she's a Leo. Okay.
She's a Leo. Yeah.
All right. So in a way, the two cards are linked because since there are a lot of expenses connected to her illness, leaving work makes it a little bit more difficult for you. And it's interesting that the card I used to represent her falls with beautiful cards in the eighth house, which is the box that has to do with retirement. So, and yet the cards around you are saying not quite as soon as you think. Are you sure you need to retire now? Could you work one more year?
Not at the place I am.
Okay.
I have to look for another job.
Okay. Should you decide to look for another job, you would be able to find one. The cards are encouraging. But in a way, you really are asking me two questions, Marsha. And it's not that I'm unwilling to answer two. It's that I'm unable to. I created this layout. It is a very specific thing that works on one question. And can you retire? Yes. Does it look like that would be a strain on your finances? Yes. But it does look as though you can manage it. So I would say to you, go right ahead and retire, but continue to try to solve the other problems that you have. And they may not be quite as inextricably linked as you think that they are.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Marsha, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Pauline in North Providence. Pauline, welcome to the program. Hello, Pauline. Are you there? I don't hear Pauline. Okay. Let's try for Carrie in Missquamicut, Rhode Island. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm trying to find out what makes my future career path holds for me.
Okay. Are you working currently, Carrie?
No, not right now. I'm looking, but I have not working.
Okay. How long have you been looking?
About 2 years.
You've been unemployed for 2 years?
Well, I was disabled.
But now you're okay?
Now I can get back to work, and I'm...
Okay. So you can get back to work, and you've been unable to find anything.
Correct.
Do you have a woman? Do you have a friend who's got? She's a woman with short dark hair. She used to work in a building that had a bright red door.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. She is the person who can help you find a job, and that's the only path that's really obvious in this layout of the cards.
Wow.
So give a call to her.
Okay.
And let her know that you're really up to it and you're looking for the opportunity to return to work. And she will have a lead for you. So I feel really optimistic about that for you, Carrie. Thank you for the call. Okay, guys, that means this particular hour is over and we have one more to spend together and we have a couple of lines available. So those phone numbers are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. And this is a good time to get on hold and wait for me and I'll be back with you next hour. Because coming up now at 6 p.m. is the news here on WPRO and 99.7 FM with Laura Clarizio.